stone, we don't know.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Okay, we're recording. There we go. Okay. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, December 12, 2023. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 28th. I think I sent you one change and correction. That was Olivia Moore's spelling of her name. I think that was it for the Board of Works. Any other changes or corrections? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a request for two parking spaces, I believe, for a window installation. And that will be on West 126 West Van Buren Street. So I will tell you this. Sally brought this to me saying, I'm not 100% sure when this is going to happen. And I said, okay, well, if it's after the 12th, then ask him to board. But before the 12th, I can approve it with retroactive approval from the board. So I'm assuming based on the dates there, 12th, 13th, and the 15th, that it has not occurred yet.
And it
didn't
get signed.
Yep. You got the new dates?
It's supposed to happen tomorrow, right?
I think it's supposed to happen tomorrow, yeah. Okay. Just two parking spaces. Any questions, comments, concerns about the request? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for 126 West Van Buren Street, the two parking spaces in front of that as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Question?
Yes.
Who's going to just sign off or monitor that there's no unsafe conditions?
That's a great plan for Gary Barrett. For Chief Barrett.
I just want to get in the minute.
To make sure really the sidewalk portion, right? Because they're going to be...
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
So. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a street closing permit for the 120,000th annual Fire Department candy giveaway. Tom, you want to tell us anything? Is there anything different than normal?
No, it's what we've been doing since COVID. That drive-through has worked out pretty well for us, so the guys were requesting just to continue that again this year.
And as I remember, and what's on the map here, individuals will enter from South Chauncey Street, moving to the north toward Van Buren, turn right or eastward on Van Buren, go along, and then basically the half block, though. After that, they'll get their candy, and then they'll half block. They'll move
right
off. Yeah.
Yep.
I think the map looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Can we focus on that for a little bit?
Yeah. You know, he always complains
where's
about
the bouncy house. On the map.
Questions of Tom.
Fire station. We'll supply the cones. Don't worry about the cones.
Thanks, Gary.
And Kelly said he wasn't putting any snow on.
We're going to actually make some and bring it in and pile it right
there. I thought that was a snow fort in the middle of the square.
Yeah.
That's what
the peanut gallery is beat the pipe down.
Okay. Further discussion? I'll make a motion. We approve the fire department candy giveaway as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show me the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is MOU with Warsaw Fire Department. Apparently, Tom wants the full agenda tonight. So, Tom, you're up again.
Chief Mayo from Warsaw Fire Department had sent out a request for a MOU to be signed between Warsaw and us. And what it consists of is if they have anything major, we would respond with our ladder truck. And then if they had anything major, we'd respond with our ladder truck. If we have anything major, they would respond to ours. Right now, with the statewide mutual aid agreement, you're only dedicated to that request for one operational period, which is 12 hours. And this would kind of solidify that until the situation's rectified, we would be able to hold them here, or they'd they could hold us there to help out with that. So it really does away with that 12-hour operational period.
Basically, it's just a continuation of the mutual aid agreement. It's just an extension of.
Yes.
Do we believe that it will create any manpower issues for us?
If they request us, it's going to create manpower issues. We're going to have to call in personnel. It's the way it's going to be. Likewise to us.
Yeah.
So
it works both ways.
This is one of those I don't think it. In today's world, it would really come to that very often, maybe once in a blue moon, but it's good to have these in place, so when you need somebody, you've got them in lockdown.
Question to Tom?
And Marcia did review this as well.
You just want to go on and tell about 101 and 102 and 103.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the mutual aid agreement with the Warsaw Main Fire Territory is presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the service agreement with IROL or Indiana Reports Online. Tom?
As I had mentioned, it's probably been early October, I brought this up, that this is the software where inspection companies would report to when they do an inspection on a sprinkler system. And along with this, tonight, if this passes you guys, it would go to council for an ordinance to mandate companies that do inspections report to this software. I also brought Trent in with me. If you guys have any questions of him, he's looking to take over as the inspector for Chris in 2025. So if you have any questions on the software and its operations, things like that, he can answer that. But.
So effectively, you may remember, not to go too deep into this, but there was some challenges with the building that was being remodeled, right? Mm-hmm. Challenges with the fire suppression system and maybe the lack of oversight that had been a part of that. And so this gives us that kind of second check mark, if you will, to that not just like we're going to take somebody's word for it, but we're going to get the actual report that, you know, at the end of the day, we can ensure that every resident and every individual going into a business is going to be safe. So.
Yeah, with that, right now it's kind of an Easter egg hunt for these guys to go in and find. They have to ask for the paperwork for when, let's just say, I'll just say any sprinkler head system company goes in and does an inspection. It's an Easter egg hunt for them to walk in, ask for the paperwork, which a lot of times it's required to be on site, but a lot of times they don't. And then they have to look through that paperwork to see if there were any deficiencies in that system. With this, those deficiencies are automatically reported, and there's a red flag that comes to these guys saying that they've got a problem with their system that needs to be reported.
It's going to help our compliance.
Any other questions? Okay. So I will make a motion that we approve the IROL service agreement as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
So we don't really sign anything. We just send it to the council?
No, there is an agreement that we would sign.
I think there is an agreement.
Yeah, the council piece is just the mandate that they have to do it. We can still be, because ultimately the agreement is, one way or another, is that they're the holder of plans, correct?
They'll have all the information.
Right. So having that agreement basically locks us into we have access to all those agreements, right?
Yes.
Whereas the ordinance itself would mandate those business owners to file these
report.
Yeah.
So this is our signature?
Yes. I believe the bottom line, the authorized AHJ agent signature is ours.
Okay.
This is basically just saying that we're going to use IROL. There's multiple of these companies that you can go through. This just locks us into IROL so that we have one place to look.
Question on the fee, the charges. Is that a per occurrence,
It's a $16 per report fee that does not come to the city. It comes to the inspection company. And then it's up to the inspection company to either charge it to the customer or they need the cost. It's up to them.
So that's not our fee.
No, it's our fee. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no cost to us as a community.
It says 1999. I think you said 16.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got my numbers wrong. I don't actually have it in front of me.
Well, I thought that was your cut.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a newspaper article. Okay, next up is 120 Water. Mike.
We need to extend this one more year. After this year, we'll have all the lines verified and what we have to do, and so we can send it to the IDEM and the EPA, but we need to pay it for one more year, which is 16.6, and then after this year, we will not renew it. We'll just take all the information for it, and it'll be ours.
Mike, will you remind the Board of Works as to what they do and in general, like, because we got into contract with them, what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, and we thought we'd be done, but with Columbia City, there's so many lead lines that we have in this area that we have to identify, and so many that were not identified because of date, because they go off of the date of houses. Mm-hmm. Well, we put new water mains like in Westgate, Wooddale and that were after the date, but the homes were built before that, so stuff like that we have to verify and go in and make sure what the lines are and that. Plus we have our old section is all lead. Everywhere we've dug or done any work, it's lead. So we have a lot of lead in this town compared to other people, other towns.
And I think it probably would behoove us to just explain to the public for a moment that our water is not corrosive, so those lead lines doesn't mean
right. Yeah, we do lead tests every 3 years, and we have to do so many homes and ours have always passed. The problem is Flint, Michigan had their problem up there, and everybody's worried about it. If you look at our CCR report, it tell you that if you have a lead line, before you drink from it, after it's set for 8 hours, you should let it run for just a little bit, and everything. You know, that's a recommendation from the EPA and that. But
that's something we're kind of mandated to put on the form in general. But I think, you know, again, as we talked about before, but going under the Flint case, I mean, that is where they basically took a corrosive source of water, put it into a bunch of lead lines. The lead lines, the corrosive water ate at the lead lines, created the lead issue in Flint. Very different than ours, which our water's not corrosive. You know, you've had lead
our
lines.
Our water is safe.
Yeah.
And that, it's just one of them things where somebody has a problem and everybody's going to pay it. And in 2025, we have to start taking the lead lines out after we identify it. We just don't know what part is going to be the city's part to pay. If we're going to have to pay all the way to the house, or we're just paying to the meter, and then it's a homeowner's from the other, you know, from the meter end. It could be that it's ours. That the EPA has not ruled on that and said how we have to do it.
Okay. So that's just really an extension of the original agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions regarding the extension? Okay. I'll make a motion we approve the 2023 renewal for 120 Water as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up, quotes for new trencher. Sean.
Last meeting, I asked for permission to get quotes to replace our 2005 Vermeer trencher that was having a few issues, but it's been a really good trencher. Obviously, it's almost 20 years old, so it's done a really good job for us. I did get those quotes back. As you can see, two of them are from different Vermeer stores. There's only two companies that are making these machines right now. It's Ditch Witch and Vermeer. Quotes came back. The best quote for Vermeer was $109,168. Ditch Witch was $101,968, about a $7,000 difference. My recommendation is going to be to go with the Vermeer since we have all Vermeer equipment. All the controls are the same, and we have a local Premier store that already delivers to our shop, so it just makes sense for us to stay with Premier. They offer $16,650 for the trade-in, which would be an ending price of $92,518. Ditch Witch said they would offer me a trade price if they got the bid, basically. So,
that's not helpful.
They also said they haven't sold a trencher in 2 years.
Oh.
So, I don't know what that means for sure.
Okay. It is curious to me that you have two different Premier dealers and the prices are different. Not only...
Yeah, one's shipping.
Okay.
One's over in Ohio.
But the trade-in value is different as well. So
yeah. That.
Just curious.
Yep.
Any questions for Sean?
No.
Okay. Make a motion that we approve the bid for Premier Midwest with the quote amount of $109,168 and trade-in value of $16,650 for a total with trade of $92,518.
Sorry.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is the quote for... I'll get there. Hold on. Is the quote for is it the Xylem?
Xylem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Flight, right?
Yep.
Flight. Okay. Mike.
This is your Mayor. I talked about that we had a couple of these Mosh units on our current pumps. We've got one of them that's malfunctioning, and it's causing the pump to shut down. Something that has a seal fail, when in fact we've had it tested and everything like that, there's no seal fail, it's just malfunctioning. It's doing what it's supposed to do, it shuts it down and protects the pump. They're outdated and they're starting to fail. Well, this one's failing, so I just assume that the other three or the other two are probably going to fail at some time. So I had them put a quote together to replace them with the most recent Mosh units, which is a monitoring and status is what Mosh stands for. They'll install those and it'll give us more capabilities and more areas to look at as far as monitoring the pumps, varying temperatures, upper, lower. We already do that, but there's many more things that we can do. And $35,345.38 is a total for that. The only thing that does not include is running cable from one building to the other. My staff will do that. They'll install that cable themselves. And then they'll come and put this equipment in, and we'll have some programming done. And if you remember, the pumps, when we bought them, were $46,000 a piece. They're over $100,000 a piece now. So this will give us some more protection. Originally put in 2007. So we've done good so far, but they are getting some age on them. So we just want to update it and try to run them even longer.
So are you asking us to approve the 33 or the 35 tonight? Because there's 35 with freight and 33 without freight.
35, 345, 38, that is with freight.
With freight, okay. I didn't know if we were going to go pick it up. I don't know where it's coming from, but I don't know if we're going to go pick it up or not. Sometimes we do that.
No, they'll deliver to. Actually, they'll just bring it with them when they they come on site. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it's stated like that, but yeah, it'd be for the total price.
That's what I thought. Okay. Questions of Mike? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve quote number 2023-IND-0800 in a total price of $35,345.38 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. If you have a pay request for the 100 South Sewer, Chip.
Yes. So this is a hybrid project, as you might know. It's with the county and the city. The county is paying the bills. The city is running the project. So I would like to ask for you to allow me to sign off on the pay apps because county RDC is paying the bills. County RDC meets the Tuesday before they met today at 8 o'clock. And so if I got the approval from you, that'd be another 2 weeks for the county to approve them. I did meet with the county RDC this morning, and they approved it retroactively, if you guys approve it tonight. But the first pay app was $94,303.41. They're moving right along, chugging along. We had some issues with acquiring easements and right-of-ways, and that has since not fully been resolved, but the county is working through that.
Enough that they can start moving the park with the
actual
construction. So ultimately, Chip and I talked about this yesterday, because all the actual payments are being made through the County Redevelopment Commission, it probably makes sense, since they're the effectively the paying body, it probably makes sense for Chip to do a kind of a review of it before it goes over there. I don't know that there's a whole lot of need for the Board of Works to approve those ahead of their, well, because of the time frame, it doesn't really work well. But the point of the matter is it's going to end up being our infrastructure, which is why it's important for our people to take a look at the information and to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But since we're not paying for it right now, and remember, we're going to pay 50%, but over the next 20 years based on how much things come in, that kind of stuff. Anyway, long story short is, I don't know that it makes any sense for us to actually have to approve the pay apps before they approve them, because they're paying the bill. So I don't know your thoughts on that. So
I think if we allow Chip to do it, I mean, that's kind of what we hire him for, is to oversee stuff like that. So that's
the connection. We got a record of it.
Yep.
So I'm okay with it. I don't think we would have got to see it.
No. So I'll, I don't know that we need to, I don't know, maybe we'll just take a vote into the record, I guess. And that, so I'll make a motion that we give Chip the authority to sign off on pay apps for the 100 South Sewer Project, period.
Thank you.
Okay, motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, Chip. Okay. Bills.
I'm going to start with the, let's see, the ones by themselves. So, well.
The individualized ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
which one? Wellness, volunteer pay, payroll?
We're going to do the regular payroll first.
Payroll, okay.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $258,721.03. Plus overtime in the amount of $7,227.34 for a total of $265,948.37 for the pay file ending
12/1/23. That's what I got.
Okay. Yep.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Next, I'll do the wellness. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $36,322.69 for wellness bonuses from the pay file ending 12/8/23.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And then the volunteer fire pay. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $21,499.98 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 8, 2023 for volunteer fire pay.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $734,042.32 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 12, 2023 for check payments.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $276,949.39 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 12, 2023 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I think that's all.
Okay, thank you. Department reports, Gary.
All right, Casey Hirschberger started on Monday and is in the FTO process. We received our last two cars from Copper here this week, so that's a good news story. Deputy Chief interviewed this week, looking forward to filling that position. Had a trainers meeting last night, and we have most of our training scheduled for the 2024 year, so lots of training going on there. Dispatch, shift lead interviews are Thursday of next week, so looking forward to getting those positions filled as well. And then everything's going good.
Remind me, how many positions are open for shift lead?
Just one.
Just one, okay. Question to Gary. Thank you. Chip?
As you already aware, we're moving forward with the 100 South Sewer Project. That's going very smoothly. Just an FYI, I haven't told Matt this, but Eagle Park will be bid January 22nd. Hopefully, cross your fingers, everything comes in good. Meeting with the county Thursday to discuss Westgate's drainage. And then I believe it's Monday night we're meeting with the Westgate residents.
Okay.
So, move forward on multiple things.
Trail.
Trail, we're waiting. I've got a phone call. I was busy yesterday and today, so I've got a. But we're hoping to get that put out for bid this month.
Question, Chip. Thank you, Mike.
We set the cement structure down there on Chauncey and Ellsworth Street. And started laying the 30-inch pipe going south on Chauncey Street this week. And that's where we'll be for the next couple weeks.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Kelly?
Starting to wind down on leaf pickup. We're made it through town again this week and probably go around next week one more time. And do a round of blend pickup just because we're seeing a lot still out there. And we're going to, I think, next week start helping Sean's crew with tree removal. And we had a couple sidewalks with the water department had to cut through to do some work, and Jason fixed those last week. So.
Question of Kelly. Thank you. Terry?
We're basically waiting on equipment to finish up the couple, three different fiber projects that we're going on. Everything is slow coming in right now. We're going to have order 350 feet fiber to fix the last break out at the park, Morris Park, now that we have multiple. Other than that, everything's just day-to-day stuff.
Question of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
So we did 99.8% complete the 69 kV conversion project. All of our substations have been converted over. Everything went about as well as could have gone. We only had a couple little hiccups, and I just can't say how proud I am of my crew. We did, outside of the engineering, all the switching, everything else was done completely in-house. So I've got a really great crew right now, and they did a wonderful job on that project. So hopefully now I can sleep at night a little bit, but we're still working on that. I have a few of it in. There's some settings and relays and things like that that need to be adjusted for the new voltage that's coming in and things like that, but we'll get that buttoned up here in the next few weeks. I did finish the specs for our bucket truck last meeting. I asked for permission to send specs out. I just want to let you know that the specs are completed. I will be sending them out probably this Friday. We'll probably have a bid opening on that somewhere around January 9th-ish. So that matters to exactly one of you. So just to give the mayor a heads up on that. I attended last week the IMPA commissioners meeting. And then it was followed up with a brand new board that we're a part of. For about a year or 2 years, I've been on the Indiana Municipal Electric Association Legislative Committee. The Indiana Municipal Power Agency also had a legislative committee, and I kind of drug a bunch of people together and said, all right, we're all municipals, how can we work together? And it wasn't always the case with those two organizations, but we were able to make a little bit of headway. We had our first joint municipal legislative committee meeting last week, and it was amazing. We have communities from non-IMPA members and IMPA members and non-IMEA members, and but the collaborative effort was definitely something to see. And so I think that's going to be very successful. We are taking two legislative trips to Washington, D.C. this year, at least the IMEA and the IEPA. The mayor will be joining me. So pretty excited about that.
I'll only be joining for one of those two.
Yes, I'll be on one. So yeah, that's been a great, so far it's been a great relationship. So let's keep working on that. Other than that, here in the next week or so, we're going to start on trees if Chip ever gets his letters sent out. So
just finding out for the first time, so I'm really excited.
It snuck up on him this year. We didn't know we were going to
do trees. Everything is prepared.
We didn't know we were going to do trees this year, so it snuck up on him.
Did you get that email from the state regarding Tree City USA?
Yes.
Okay. Questions, Sean? I'm assuming you're done, Sean.
Yep.
Okay. Questions, Sean? Thank you, Matt.
We had the ribbon cutting for the new office December 4th, so we're all moved in, just kind of touching up details, and the guys have been cleaning up fallen trees from the last few storms that we've had, and we also cut down some of the dead ones that were marked with white X's previously, so we're just going ahead and getting rid of those. The ice rink opened up December 1st, so that is been open for a couple weekends. We've had an okay showing. And other than that, just day-to-day stuff.
When do you anticipate your sign will illuminate?
As soon as we're able to run, or SOS run the fiber, and they just did some work down at the sign itself.
Gotcha.
Put some boxes in that in, so I imagine they're getting ready to do the switches.
So the conduit's in, but not the fiber itself?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Questions of Matt? Thank you. Mike?
I've been working on to get our sludge pump back in the tank. Today I reached out to the city of Fort Wayne, also Merrill Brothers, looking at doing some sludge hauling. They would need to be able to see the pump gets stuck as it goes in on something, but it's been sitting for a year, and it's below the level, so we need to haul some out to be able to see that to finish that project. Staff evaluations were completed last Friday and turned in. I've got one employee that volunteered in the grit in the raw pipelines in the Edwards building. And on the power outage that we had, we ended up blowing up three power supplies and had a couple hours overtime and had to call Donnie to get all our equipment back up and running. No fault of Sean's. Looking ahead, when we do that again, all our equipment, my guys will be in before his, and everything will be shut down.
Gotcha.
And then once they say that, then everything will be brought up manually. Is our incoming, whatever, 120 was actually reading 128, so we had over voltage on a lot of things.
Gotcha.
So, but we managed to get those replaced. One of my newest guys stepped up and done an unbelievable job, or no more experience than he has. Truly impressive. So that's all I have.
Great. Question of Mike. Thank you. Tom.
For years, you guys have been hearing me talk about the fire service in our county and how it needed to be looked at as an overall system. I'd like to commend the mayor and three of our trustees for sitting down at the table and hiring a company to come in and evaluate where we are with our fire protection area. With that, there was quite an extensive packet that was sent to those that are involved in sitting at the table to look at that. And I finally got mine completed last week, last Friday, I think it was. So That was quite a homework project. Volunteer payroll was done, that you guys already voted on that. All trucks have been repaired. I'd like to announce there was one small drain valve today that C-Shift took care of and replaced today, so I got everything up and done. Our evals are done. Our truck specs have been completed and reviewed by engineering, and I think it's been sent out for bids. Is that correct, Rosie?
February 27th.
Perfect. So that's a big achievement as well. So, and I'd like to thank Mike McGregor for really heading that one off and taking charge of that project, because getting those specs drawn up and completed were a pretty big deal. Yeah. So, other than that,
where's the Tom? Thanks, Tom.
One last thing. I forgot to tell the Board of Works, and that is Reese Perry got promoted to captain with Rodney retiring effective last Friday. There was a shift captain position open. Reese Perry will be filling that position.
Nothing about Christmas giveaway.
Well, we discussed it, but Rosie, the guys are loving me. Christmas candy giveaway, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the courthouse. Again, it's going to be the drive-through. Enter on the south from Chauncey Street. I'm sorry, Market Street. Come up along Chauncey and then turn right on Van Buren. It's worked out great the last couple of years. Yes. The jolly big guy will be there as well.
One last stop before the big night.
Yep.
Any questions? Guys, you have any questions at the time? Please do. I want to introduce Soraya Arnold from our youth council. I want to say your grade and what we did at the last meeting.
Okay. My grade is kind of a complicated question because I've just been promoted to a senior.
Oh, congratulations.
So I am a junior senior. I'm Soraya Arnold. pardon me, I'm a little under the weather. But last meeting, we did a quick review on state government, and it was kind of teaching us how little we knew. We discussed the Youth Council Summit that we were planning on hosting, just figuring out some little details for that. And I believe we went to lunch at, my gosh.
Wait.
Yeah, we went to lunch at Wings and it was awesome. And we had a quick service project.
Great.
Any questions?
Thank you, Marcia. Reminder that our next and final Board of Works meeting for the year and for this term will be December 28th. I'm sure I'll have more things to say about it at that point. But. Good things are happening, lots of positive things. We've got a lot of projects that are, as you can hear, kind of underway or ready to go, and it's going to be a very busy beginning of the year. We are doing evaluations right now, reminder that City Hall will be closed on the 5th and 26th of December, as well as the 1st and 2nd of January, because of how the holiday falls. Walt.
I am not.
Cole.
I am nothing.
Okay, then we'll call the meeting adjourned.